Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We are joined today by Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub, who is not the fellow driving the lawnmower outside. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
But speaking of lawnmower, let's see, fill in the blank. Blank while the sun shines.
Yes, making hay.
All right. What have you got for us on that?
Well, I tell you what, you know, if you drive around the county or around the countryside even, you see a lot of hay that's been baled or hay that's mowed down, ready to be baled. And so I thought this might be a good time to talk a little bit about the quality of hay and making hay. So the quality of hay that actually enters the baler really influences the amount of field loss that we have, as well as what the quality of the hay is after storage. Hay quality is more critical when we bale with large round balers than it is with rectangular balers. It seems like large round balers will have higher field loss of dry matter and leaves and that kind of thing when hay is too dry. And so moisture content is the largest single factor that affects leaf loss or forage quality then. So hay baled with moisture above 15% has much less leaf loss than hay that's baled below 15%. So our recommendations are, if you're going to bale with a big round baler, you want that hay moisture somewhere in that 15 to 18% range. If you're baling with a small square baler, moisture can be slightly higher, maybe up to 20%. That's more due to the size and density of the bales, because if there's moisture there, it's easier to get out of a small bale than it is out of a large round bale. But trying to get your hay baled when moisture level is between 15 and 18% or up to 20% even on the small square bales, that can be pretty challenging. You know, think about the spring. It might be cool and the hay doesn't dry very rapidly. And then there comes a rainfall and there's all these kinds of things. And then maybe all of a sudden we've left it out there and now it gets too dry. And if you bale hay when it's too dry, we have excessive leaf loss. However, if you bale hay when the moisture level is much over 20%, and you don't use a chemical preservative at the time, it can lead to excess heating, mold, and it can even cause spontaneous combustion in barns. And that's what used to burn a lot of the hay barns down. So if you find yourself trying to hay and you're thinking, gosh, it's getting dry. You know, the hay's getting dry, it's getting brittle, it's beginning to accumulate on the baler. You know, you can kind of tell when it's starting to get too dry. Well, when that happens, and then when that happens, you'll have, you know, a lot of leaf loss, you'll have a lot of dry matter loss. And at that time, it's time to just stop baling. Let's stop at this point, and let's resume then that evening or the next morning. We want to wait until that leaf gets a little of that dew or a little moisture back on those leaves. Dew tends to soften the impact then that the baler causes on those leaves, so you don't have as much leaf shatter. And so dew moistened hay can be baled at slightly higher moisture levels than internally wet hay. And the reason is surface moisture is more easily released from that bale than moisture that's actually internal inside that hay. One last thing, let's talk a little bit about cutting your grass hay. Try to leave a stubble height of 3 to 4 inches. The stubble will help hold the hay up off the ground, which will decrease the drying time. And it will also make it easier for the baler to pick up. But most importantly, it's going to make the recovery time of that grass that's been cut much quicker. the recovery time will be quicker if we mail it, cut it a little bit higher.
There's also the ground cover aspect, right? Making sure that the dirt's not totally exposed. Yeah,
sure,
and drying off.
If you leave that dirt totally exposed, things are going to dry out much, much quicker. I mean, the soil's going to dry out much, much quicker. And if you can leave, you know, 3 or 4 inch stubble height, the grass will recover much quicker that way. And so those are just a couple things I wanted to talk about today. So until next time, let's see if we can try to stay cool, okay? Because I know the temperatures have been pretty hot recently.
Yeah, and talking about that spontaneous combustion, flaming hay bales sounds like a great bluegrass band, but not what you want in your barn. So
I agree.
Thanks for the heads up on that. If folks have questions, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at the extension office at 785-828-4438.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Always happy to have you in, and we appreciate the information.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.
Ah, well, thank you.